This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, my name's Dave Cooper and I want to welcome you to another podcast in the Alternative to Rehab series. And today we're going to be looking at the idea of putting your recovery first. We're going to be talking about what happens when you don't. We're going to be talking about the necessity of doing just that. And we're going to be talking about how to. So let's make a start, not by looking at what happens when you put your recovery first, but looking at what happens when you put your recovery second. It's an interesting way of looking at things, because sometimes we learn more about what makes an idea right by looking at the alternative. So what happens if you put your recovery second or third or fourth or wherever you put it that's not first? Well, what happens is this: you make yourself vulnerable to being pushed and pulled around by life circumstances in a way that you can't afford. You make yourself vulnerable to being blackmailed emotionally by relationships and by important things in your life. And the problem is, you simply cannot afford it. If you're talking about genuine addiction, then you have to be talking about genuine recovery. To have a genuine and authentic recovery, you have to put your recovery first. So we've looked for a moment at what happens, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen it, what happens when we put our recovery anywhere other than first. Now let's have a look at recovery in first place. What's the difference? Well, I'm going to give you a picture which I think will help you understand. It's a picture I use with the clients I work with personally, and I think it really helps you understand. It may work better for females than males, but I think I certainly work with it with both females and males, so we'll give it a try. I want you to think about your recovery as a newborn baby. Imagine if somebody gave you a baby and said, "I want you to look after this baby, it's your responsibility." Now, for you, those of you who are mums, obviously you know better than I do what I'm talking about. For the males whom that's not happened to, then we just have to sort of imagine it. But I'm sure we can imagine it. We can imagine the helplessness, we can imagine the vulnerability, and the most important of all, I think, we can know straight away that that baby has to come first. There is no way that you can ever, for even for a minute, put something in front of that baby. And I think that becomes really obvious when you put it that way. I want you to, if you're struggling with this idea, I really want you, this idea, should I say, of putting your recovery first, then I really want you to picture that newborn baby being put into your arms. I'm talking about literally a few hours old, a few days old, and just a blanket around it, and there it is, it's yours. Now, if that is your recovery, if you think of that as your recovery, that baby, then just think about how you would treat that baby. Now, this will really help you, if you're struggling with this stuff, this will really help you to answer some questions at tough times. If you start thinking, what decision do I make here? Somebody's asking me to do this, somebody's asking me to go there, somebody's asking me to forget this responsibility of this or of that. What decision do I make? Well, think of that baby and the decision will become obvious. What do we not do with newborn babies? We don't take them out in the cold, do we? If it's a cold night, we don't think, "Oh yeah, let's go out for a few hours and we'll just take this newborn baby with us." We wouldn't dream of it. We don't not feed the baby, do we? We don't just sit there all day and think, well, it doesn't really matter whether you feed this baby or not. You have to keep feeding the baby. You have to keep the baby warm. We know that a new baby needs a lot of sleep, a lot of downtime, a lot of time being refreshed and relaxing. So we don't take the baby out to our busy social calendar. I think you can grasp the idea. And It really works. It works in all circumstances when you are not sure what to do, how to make a decision. Then just think about that baby. And I can't tell you the number of times it's really helped my clients to think about, hang on, am I looking after the baby here? Or is the baby really struggling here? What we want to do is we want that baby to grow. And at the moment, that baby is reliant on you completely, 100%. So there's a picture for you of your vulnerable new recovery. It's your responsibility, and the way to handle it is to put your recovery first. If you put your recovery first, there is very little that can go wrong. I mean, life throws things at you. You will not do this perfectly. You can't do it perfectly. But if you keep your recovery first, you will avoid the bigger, larger potholes. Now, let me give you the traditional reasoning and logic now. Let's back up this picture with the traditional type of ideas of how years ago people would have talked about recovery and putting your recovery first. Well, what they would have said to you is this. They would have said, if you don't put your recovery first, what is it that you are putting first? And you might have given your answer. And they would say, well, that's what you're going to lose if you don't put your recovery first. And it's an inescapable logic for most addicts that if you don't put your recovery first, in other words, if you do not stay recovered, if you do not maintain and develop your recovery, then you will not keep that thing that you're putting first. If you're putting something in front of your recovery, that's the thing you're going to lose if you lose your recovery. So it becomes logical, it becomes common sense to put your recovery first. It may not seem entirely intuitive, but that is the logical answer. Because if you can keep your recovery, then you can keep everything else. Mostly I find that addicts, they can manage themselves. Usually, I mean, obviously certain people need help and need support in different things, but if you can give someone a genuine recovery, if you can help someone with that, then what I find is they can usually manage the rest of their lives. So the idea is, put your recovery first. Now, let that one really sink in. Let it get into your head. Because it needs to become like a mantra for you. If you're in early recovery, then what you need to be saying to yourself is my recovery first at this moment? Am I putting my recovery first? How do I make this decision? I look after that newborn baby. That's how I do it. So I hope that's helped you. I would like you to make a comment or ask a question around this if you are struggling with it or if you are confused in any way by this reasoning. And I will do my best to try and help you with an answer. I think that it's important to ask questions. I'm perfectly happy to answer them. So by all means, leave a comment or a question, and I will do my best with that. In the meantime, I will say goodbye till the next time.